Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
So this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Niklas, sitting here with Christy Puyo at 70s Berlinale. Christy Puyo, you're for me one of the most important auteurs of contemporary cinema, and you opened the new section Encounters with your new film Malmkrog. Many people consider you as the kind of founder of the so-called Romanian New Wave, but I think for me the film Malmkrog was kind of a radical break with the cinema you did before. You shot it without any Romanian language. I think it was like 95% French, and then with some German, some English, some Hungarian, I think some Russian, but no Romanian, right?
Just in the songs. In the songs outside, the carols.
Okay, so a bit Romanian then. It was also your first history film, as far as I know, and your first literature adaptation, right? Mm-hmm. So so many firsts. And I wonder what brought you to the idea to make this film, so to make so many firsts at one time.
Yes, good question. I'm noticing myself there are so many firsts. I think what triggered this intention was the fact that, I mean, it's a route with a lot of ramification at the origin of this film. And one ramification leads you to My Dinner with André, the film of Louis Malle. You have the two persons, two characters talking, like a dialogue for, I don't know, maybe 100 minutes. I mean, reasonable. A film that is very dear to me. I discovered it like pretty late, like 10 years ago. And then in 2011, I did this workshop in Toulouse after the book of Soloviev, trying to check if I can do it, because it's a book that I discovered at the beginning of the 90s and it stayed with me since, and I consider it to be very important. It was very important for me, and I tend to think that I'm not alone on this planet, and I believe that lots of other people will feel the same, that this book deserves to be read. And I said to myself that there is this possibility in order to... I'm very lazy. And if it is something that is not challenging, I'm not moving. I mean, I have a lot of things to do. I mean, there are books that are waiting to be read. There are films that are waiting to be seen. So I don't... filmmaking is extremely painful. But this temptation coming from the fact that it's a dialogue and it's a philosophical dialogue, and I mean, taking account the experience of Louis Malle, is it possible to imagine cinema like, instead of using the dialogue in order to sustain the action, to do the other way around? I mean, making from the dialogue the action of the film. I mean, the action of this film is the dialogue. Usually in cinema, in narrative cinema, the function of the dialogue is having to do with the action. The dialogues are telling us something about the action, about the characters, about the world they are coming from, about the meaning of and intentions of the author. But is it possible to make of the dialogue the action? So it had to be a sort of experiment. So let's try and see. But after the experience in Toulouse, and after this the result of it, that is this film that was screened in Rotterdam and in Toronto, called The Three Interpretation Exercises. Because otherwise they've been almost impossible. I mean, they've been quite risky. And now it's still risky because people are pretty scared. And I noticed that those people who appreciate the film are those people who are having their own very personal and subjective and individual problems with these questions. They're meaning that those who appreciated the film are people are those who ask themselves already the questions the characters are asking themselves in the film.
Okay, that's did I get you correctly that that there was a workshop in Toulouse where you had to interpret the three conversations of Soloviev?
Yes, and I worked like two of the actors, the one who is playing the character Edward and Ingrida, I worked with them on the same text in Toulouse during this workshop. That's how I met them. The sound engineer of the film on the set, Jean-Paul Bernard, I met him in Toulouse while working on this project. Agathe, who's playing the character Madeleine, I met her during a different workshop several years before, in 2008 in Grenoble. And the character of Nikolai, that's being played by Frédéric Schulz-Richard. This was a surprise and quite a shot, because I asked Hugo to send me some options. Hugo, who's playing in the film, Edouard, some possible options for this character, and he sent me a list of six, and I liked the. I thought that Frédéric can be, and then I had a talk with him on Skype, and I decided to. Was also something that played a part was the fact that he's Franco-German. I believe his mother is German and his father is French, and the fact he's speaking two languages, the fact he's having this grace, I would say, convinced me. And then on set I realized that he's a really great actor with no studies in acting, coming from a family of actors, his parents, but no studies. He's acting theater, but as an actor who didn't pass through academy. So this is quite impressive.
I read an interview before about Malmkrog, that you were really ambitious to get as close as possible to the original. And I think that lots of filmmakers would say, when I would make an adaptation, I would just use it as a gold mine, as a repository to just take what I can do, but I have the right or even the duty to vary the original. And I feel that you you have a different approach to that. Do you agree?
Yeah, it might be something related to this, and maybe it is the. You don't. I mean, you are the result of your own experiences. I mean, the books you read, the films you watched, the music you hear to listen to. So, it's a certain point in my experience of the student experience now in school in Geneva, like many years ago. I discovered this Baroque music played on. Original instruments, you know, Gustav Leonhard, Nikolaus Harnoncourt, these guys. And I start wondering, I mean, asking myself the same question, what is your position? I mean, when you are staging something, you know, talking about, let's say, Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, there is the text of Shakespeare. You have to, what is your position as a director of a thing like that? I didn't had then an answer. And now I have just hypothesis regarding this, because this is very, very serious when you are doing when you try to adapt a text that is not yours, because what you are going to adapt is what is your understanding of the text. But this understanding has to have to do with the spirit of the text more than with the letter of the text, and this is extremely painful, because you are swimming in a sea of doubts of any kind, and all sorts of doubts. But at a certain point you have to attack, you have to assume, you have to be responsible. and to assume this condition of approximation, you know, it's an approximative condition of a person that you are imperfect and approximative, and this is very visible when you are working on a text that is not yours. When it is yours, you behave like God. It can change everything and because you are an act of creation, blah, 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 bullshit. I believe that it's something that's having to do with the sense of humility in a way, but this is not the right word. It's something that is deeper than this, to assume that you are a grain of dust in the universe.
This could be a good final point, because we have no time anymore, I see. This was Christy Puyo from the 17th Berlinale 2020 in Berlin. I'm Niklas for Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.